A couple of groups of researchers have found another reason why Americans are getting fatter. They may not be getting enough sleep. Tell me about it. One study is published in this month's issue of the Annals of Internal Medicine. Here's NPR's Patricia Nayman.
Researchers from the University of Chicago recruited 12 young men who came to their sleep lab on four different nights. Two nights, the men slept only 4 hours. The other two nights, they slept 10 hours. Researcher Eve Van Cotter headed the study.
After two nights of either short sleep or long sleep, we measured in their blood every 20 minutes or 30 minutes the levels of the appetite-stimulating hormone ghrelin.
They also measured the hormone that signals the brain when you're full. They found when the men slept 10 hours, they awoke with normal levels of hormones and normal appetites. But when they slept only 4 hours, they had higher levels of the hormone that stimulates appetite and low levels of the hormone that signals fullness. A sort of acceleration, says Van Cotter, without breaks.
Our study suggests that certainly short sleep does modify the hormones that control appetite in such a way that one is more hungry.
And not only were the men hungry, what they wanted to eat wasn't particularly nutritious.
The foods that they preferred were candy, cookies, cake, ice cream, potato chip, pretzels, bread, pasta, rice, all high carbohydrate foods.
Researchers don't know why high-carb foods were preferred, but they have an idea.
Our thinking is that the major fuel for the brain is glucose, the ultimate carbohydrate. Our hypothesis is that the craving is more for high-carbohydrate foods because the brain is reading the situation of being sleep-deprived as a need for more fuel, need for more glucose.
Another study found similar results. Researchers at Stanford University analyzed data from over 1,000 volunteers who answered questions about sleep habits and also had their hormone levels measured. Psychiatrist Emmanuel Mignot saw the same increase in appetite-stimulating hormones and the same decrease in hormones that signal fullness.
What's interesting about it is it's counterintuitive because most people would say, oh, yes, if you sleep a lot, you are lazy and you're going to gain weight. And actually, that's not what we observe.
Over the past 40 years, American adults have cut their average sleep time. In the 60s, they slept about 8.5 hours. Today, it's down to 7 or less. Mignot says Americans might want to reconsider the amount of time they sleep.
Now, I think what we are finding is that it's important to sleep the right amount, and probably healthy sleep is as important as exercise and nutrition. And I think, indeed, maybe for people that are overweight, if they sleep a little more and if they treat better their sleep and sleep deprive themselves less, then it may help them to lose weight.
Researchers are now trying to figure that out. They're having people who sleep very little add 2 hours to their sleep time, and then they'll see if they lose weight. Patricia Nayman, NPR News.